Hello everyone and welcome to TLWO Amazing. This is like the first podcast in 2023. So I'm so welcoming you and saying Happy New Year to all of you. I'm believing that this year is going to be more consistent. I heard the Spirit of God clearly tell me, go and do this. And it kept pressing in my spirit and I knew that it was just time for me to do this again. So Happy New Year to everyone and welcome to TLWO True Lessons Between You podcast. So today, amazing. Such a great topic today. I'm not even sure of the topic, but I'm just sure of the message that God has given me to share with you all. So I titled it Falling Away. So but I would like to share what inspired all of this, Falling Away, what inspired it before I go right in to share with you all. Okay, so lately I've been seeing a lot of things, both hearing and seeing a lot of things, possibly online and even offline as well. And if you're spiritual and you're sensitive, there's a trend that's going on, and that is the term I know, as a lot of people are actually like drawing back. Like they might not even know, but what I see is that a lot of people who stood for certain things and believed certain things and now thinking that it doesn't matter. So there's a level at which and you look at them and you wonder, this person believed in this gospel and what the Bible and you know what they realized that God wanted them to do. It could be convictions from the Bible or things that doctrines or things that they believed in. And all of a sudden you see the person doing something different or following a different lifestyle and you're wondering what happened, whether they're in Nigeria, whether they're outside the country. There's just been a trend of people getting to that point in their lives where the things that they stood for are now things that don't matter. And you don't have to say it, because everything starts with the heart. You already see it, like literally, because everything that we put out starts with within. So it's what you give out that is in you. And so some people might not really want to know what is in them, but when you see what the output and the fruits, the Bible says that by their fruits you shall know them. So when you see the fruits, you realize that there's something that's gone wrong with the seed inside of them. So this is just a plea, and this is a voice of warning to young people out there and to people who believe in the truth, to please continue to follow the truth that you know that been taught from the Word of God, that you've heard and received from the Word of God. Because when you do things that are outside of the Word of God and other people follow you, you're not only dragging yourself down, you're also leading other people to hell. And this is a warning. I'm saying it as a warning to people, warning to young people. I see a lot of things go on online. I see a lot of things go on social media. And it's a trend that a lot of people are seeking to please men. They're taking decisions that the aim is to please men, is to blend with the world and not to stand out and not to hold on to what is right, as against what the community or what people think that is right. Their values and the things that they stood for are now things that do not matter. It's come to the gospel of it doesn't matter. So please, this is a warning. And why am I saying this? Because scripture tells us, let's go to scripture for today. It says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. It says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, and that's the day of the Lord, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, which is the Antichrist. So obviously, before Jesus comes, there will be a falling away. But the question you have to ask yourself is that, are you going to be among those that will fall away? Are you going to be among those that will backslide? You can be in church. You can even be in church and still be backsliding. You live a backsliding life. You can still be in church and still have backslided from the truth, even without realizing. And some people have realized and they said, there is no need to go back. I like my new lifestyle, you know. And the Bible says that Jesus will not come, that day will not come, except there come a falling away first. And that is what is happening, the trend of falling away. That is what is happening. If you're spiritually sensitive to the things of the spirit and to the end times, that is what is happening. And my heart bleeds because a lot of people are blending. When I mean that, they are blending with the world, they are blending. And they're not, there is no dare to be different any longer. Like, dare to be different, dare to be Daniel. Imagine if Daniel went to the city of Babylon and he stood there and said, everybody is going to eat eat from the king's table, but I will not. And he stood his ground for years and kept standing. And what does it mean to fall away? It says you're falling away. There will be a time, the falling away season, which is what is going on now, is rebellion. So rebellion meaning that the things that they have been told not to do, they rebelled against it. They're doing something differently. You know, they abandon the truth. They abandon the truth. They result to pre-conversion habits. So the things that they have left and said, I will not go into it. You know, I will not do this. I remember when I was little, when I was small, and I would wake up and I would dream about, you know, wearing earrings in my dream. And I would wake up crying. I would say, God, no, this cannot be me. You know, I would wake up crying that I cannot backslide. I cannot go to the world. That is not me. I wake up crying and pleading for forgiveness. But that fear of God, that consecration, that is being lost in our generation. Even Christians are losing it. Like, it's more, they want to be spiritual, but in the sense of being spiritual, they're losing values. They're losing the things that make them a Christian. They're losing the fruits that make them a Christian. And it's all rounded up in being spiritually deceptive or following deception of the world. So people are becoming more worldly than they're being godly. You know, borrowing the traits and the principles and the lifestyle of the world as against the lifestyle of the kingdom. They're two different things. They don't blend. They don't go. Like, you cannot be in the world and be in God. You cannot be in two kingdoms at the same time. There has to be a demarcation. There has to be a difference. There has to be that difference. So today I come to let you know that if you're there and the things that you have stood for, when I say things that are just for the things that are principles of the word of God, like the word, the truth, do not lie in, you know, it's come to a point where you lie. You say things, but they're lies. You say things to attract customers to you in your business, in your line, but they're lies. And you're posting it online. Oh, you had this, you had $1 million, you had your business is worth $1 million. But you know it's not true. Come on, in the bid to draw people to you, you lie. I see a lot of people, I'm going to say it, I see a lot of people, you believe before you will say, oh, you're not going to put anything on my hair, oh, this is attachment, is sin, or it might not even be sin, but you know it's not a God thing. Bible says, when Jesus was here, he says, yes, that, you know, when the accuser of the brethren, yeah, when the devil comes, he said, the God of this world will have nothing on me. He will have nothing on me. That means Satan will have nothing to hold on to you and say, you took, this is something of my territory that you took, you're using. And that's how a Christian should be. That when Satan comes, he will have nothing in you, nothing of him in his nature or in his lifestyle, or in his conversation, or as a way of life will be in you. And you see them, the things that I've said, oh, they will not do, are things they're doing now. and you do it with so much confidence and so much authority and so much audacity. And the young people who have no direction, who are trying to understand life, trying to understand, you know, what they're supposed to be doing as a Christian, you influence them and you make them believe that those things don't count anymore. You influence them to work against God's counsel. You influence them to work the broad way just because of your actions and your decisions. I warn you in the name of Jesus, because I've not come on my own, but I've come by the Spirit to let you know that it's time for you to return. It's time for you to turn back to God. It's time for you to leave that path and decide. If you want to follow the world, let them know that you're following the world. And if you want to follow Jesus well, so that you do not distract and derail other people by your actions and your decisions in the name to please men or to please the world or to please others, and leave God out of it and claim to be a Christian. I'm going to just close very soon. Okay, so the Bible says in Hebrews 10:38, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." My plea to you is not to draw back. Remember Lot's wife. She didn't even go back. She didn't draw back. She just looked back. A lot of people are looking back. They're not even drawing back. Some people have drawn back and it's clear. Some people are looking back. And you're just saying signs and fruits that truly these ones are looking back. If Lot's wife then could actually become a pillar of salt and lost her place because she looked back, that means just to let you know that it's not just about drawing back, that even if you are looking back, there's a possibility that your God will have no pleasure in you. And just to encourage you that if you've gone back, if you've backslided, and you're still, you know, finding your way in church, and you have wrong motives, you do a lot of things with wrong motives, your heart is not clean with Christ. The Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. And you know, holiness is not part of your lifestyle. Holiness in conversation, in dressing, in words, in thoughts, in every detail of your life. You're not thinking about, you know, my concern is to please God and not to please men. You know, when I was coming back from church today, God said to me, laid in my spirit and said, share with them. You know, some people are living to please the gram. They're not living to please God. And that's the truth. You tell yourself the truth and refocus your life, so you don't miss out and you don't miss the reason why he sent you. Both pastors, both leaders, both church ministers. You don't live your life to please the gram. You live your life to please God. That should be your focus. That should be your direction. That should be your internal motive. Because everybody does things, but they don't see your heart. They only see what you do outward. God sees your heart, and he's weighing your intentions. At the end of times, your works will be tested and tried. If it's burnt up, then it didn't pass the test. So I urge all of you today, I've not come of my own accord, I've come to just represent the voice of God in my generation as a truth bearer. I've come to speak the mind of God. That please, look at your life and examine yourself. If you're there and you have drawn back, you look at things in your life and you know that you're blending, you're not standing out. You know within you that you're trying and seeking the attention of men, and you do things to seek the attention of men, the applause of men, the validation of men, as against the validation of God. It's time for you to draw back. It's time for you to refocus your essence. It's time for you to understand that it's about God and not about you. Is about his essence, is about his pleasure, is about his purpose for you, and not about you and what your will and what your flesh desires and what your flesh seeks for. But what is spiritual and what is important to God in terms of the spirit realm? Because a lot of things that you do here are not even relevant in the kingdom of God. they don't count for eternity. So let's refocus our minds and let Jesus be the focus. Let him be the center of all you do. And if you're drawn back, there is hope for you to rise again. There's hope for you to come back to Jesus. And I want to speak life to you and pray that the words that have been leading your spirit, you will not take it for granted. You will think about it. You will do something about the words that you have heard today. In by the mercies of God, as you release and surrender and retrace your steps, the mercy of God, the grace to bring us salvation, will find you, and you will come back to the fold. You retrace your steps, and you will work in that path of holiness, the narrow way, and the way that leads to eternal life. Let's keep Jesus at the forefront, and let's not keep ourselves at the forefront. It's all about Him. Be true to God. Be authentic. Be real to Him. And don't miss it, because the foundation of God standeth sure, and the Lord knows them that are truly His. It's not what people say. What does God say about you? I end this podcast, and I pray that God will visit you, will meet you at the point of your needs, will restore you, will bless you, will keep you in the fold of righteousness. And those who have missed their way, they will return and find mercy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you for watching today's episode. It was longer than normal, but it's for a purpose. I've delivered my message, not my message, but God's message to you. And I pray that you will not live a life that is uncompromising. As you start this new week, it's going to be blessing all the way, favor and the peace and the goodness and the mercy of God will surely follow you all the days of your life. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Watch out for another episode of TOWO, Soul Matters. Bye for now.